It's the second annual New Jersey UNCF 2019 Walk for Education, Saturday, September 21st at Brookdale Park on Watchung Avenue in Bloomfield, a partnership between UNCF New Jersey and the CAT Team Foundation. We're thrilled to have back on the WBGO Journal the president of the CAT Team Foundation, Carl Towns, the father of Carl Anthony Towns, the great basketball player for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the area development director for UNCF New Jersey, Ngozi Emeyanu. Great to have you back on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
So we were here last year at this time talking about the first annual. Obviously, when you've done it before, a second time around should be much easier. Has it been, Carl, setting this thing up?
Yeah, the process has been going well. We learned a lot. We had a lot of growing pains last year, but this year everything is right on course. Our goals are being met, and I'm very happy with the progress. So I think that this event is going to be turn out to be better than last year's event.
So tell us about this year's event. What's going to be different than last year's?
I think this event is going to be more worldwide because we got people coming from all areas to support the event. Last year, you know, we were just, you know, newer to at these events, but since the word's gotten out, it's branched out to the point where we got people coming in from, you name it, Phoenix, Kentucky, New York,
Chicago.
We got people that just really want to come out and support the event because we had more time to really, you know, get out the kinks and see what it takes to generate a large volume of people. I mean, the numbers are good. And like I said, it's always about the kids, and more schools and more fraternities for college are going to be at the event. So the event is starting to really open up a lot of areas for us.
The event being Saturday, September 21st at Brookdale Park. It begins with registration at 8 a.m. and the walk gets underway at 9 a.m. Your son, Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves, was there for the first annual. How did he enjoy it?
He loved it. He loved the fact that just watching, you know, UNCF and his parents making, you know, a foundation for young individuals, he was inspired by the fact that we're really out there trying to help the young kids of America, men, I mean, young ladies and young men, you know, to have further education. So his part was minimal because he felt that the work was done by us, but he just wanted to let people know he supports his parents in any endeavor that they do.
The last time we had a Carl in, along with Ngozi, we talked about how important education is to the Towns family. Ngozi, now tell us how these funds for UNCF are used.
Thank you, Doug. First, let me thank you for welcoming us back. And I also want to thank Jackie, who is here with us, and Carl for the partnership. I think the question about how the funds are used, the CAT Team Foundation actually has a foundation with UNCF that supports some young people through their education all over the country. So I want to first begin by thanking them. As UNCF celebrates its 75th year this year, lighting the way to better futures, it is through partnerships, the one that we have with CAT Team Foundation and our many other donors, that we're able to be able to find the resources to support the many students that UNCF supports. We remain, even at our 75th anniversary, we remain the largest provider of college scholarship funds to students of color across the country, having raised nearly $4.8 billion to do so and achieving a graduation rate of 455,000 students. To give you an example, this past year, UNCF supported 7,700 students with $92 million. And of that, $1.7 million went to UNCF, New Jersey students, about 207 students receiving support. So it is through activities such as the Walk Run for Education in partnership with CAT Team Foundation that we are able to continue this legacy, one that allows our young people from the state to be able to achieve educational success and to change the trajectory of their lives.
Ngozi, what was the best thing that someone said from last year's first annual walk that you know, really made you realize that this was going to be a success?
I think it is the folks coming together, you know, for a fun event with a cause. I think that's what we heard the most. The fact that it's also health and wellness related, because we're going for a 5K walk and run. And so for those for whom this is a way of life, they can come achieve that part of it, but also support the cause of helping young people get an education.
Education has been something that the Towns family has been involved with for a long time. And, Carl, you've coached for many, many years, successful coach. You realized at an early time in your son's life how important education was to Carl Anthony. Boy, not only has it paid off as far as his basketball skills, but he certainly has an understanding of what it takes to be a fine young man and to know how education works. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know what, in our family, you know, with our daughter and our sons, and our, you know, we just emphasize education because that was going to be the main tool. I always tell my wife, who's sitting in the studio too, that nowhere did we ever dream about our son being at the platform he's at. So we had to gear education in our household. From the door, I've been an educator for over 25 years, still educate on another level in terms of basketball, but I worked in education. My wife worked at Rutgers University, so she's understood the importance of education. So we've emphasized that if you don't have anything in life that you can, you know, fall back on, you could always fall back on a degree that colleges present you. So that's why this partnership with UNCF was very important to us, because they have the same mindset that we have at CAT Team. We have to help those individuals who need guidance and who need financial support to be successful. So what makes this such a great partnership is because when you have two organizations who both focus in on one thing, you know, the youth of tomorrow, it's just a rewarding experience. And in terms of our family, we've always told our kids, there's one thing that can never be taken back from you, the education that you install in your minds and in your heart. So when Carl was coming up, my daughter, our kids, we always said to them, our main goal is that every kid has to achieve the goal of pursuing a college career, because college is something that you could have and fall back on, because some things in life will stop, but the education and the knowledge that you garner will always be a part of you forever.
You mentioned your wife, Jacqueline, is in our studio. She said she didn't want to come on the air with us today. She's just sitting there looking beautiful with her Minnesota Timberwolves hat and T-shirt, supporting her son. You know, we might even have talked about this last time, Carl. A lot of athletes, not just basketball, and all, they don't seem to care enough about the education route. And it's because they're enticed by so much money. So why was it that the Towns family, you know, realize that, I mean, you were involved in education as a coach, but why do we have these other athletes that, you know, it just seems like the money is everything?
You know, I can't really speak for other athletes and for other families, but I can elaborate on our understanding. Our understanding was that this, no one could ever dream that their son is going to make millions of dollars or be successful, but we could always envision our kid being successful in the classroom and through college and through education. So we've installed in our kids that the knowledge you garner will always be rewarded with in some way. So I think a lot of families out there today lose focus that money is something that is can come and go, but if you focus on education, you could always find a way to make money. So I think in terms of athletes, I think it all falls back on who's in your corner and who's supporting you and who's guiding you. And Carl's guiding forces has always been me and his mom and his sister. So he's always had somebody to fall back on and put him on the path to success. So in the world of sports, I think it all falls back on who is handling your business affairs and who wants the best for you and who's looking for you in the long run and who wants you to make sure that you are successful out there after life. To get a college, you need education. We needed a scholarship. So basically, we used our avenue. We didn't ever think our son was going to be an NBA star, but we knew that he had the knowledge and the ability to be successful in the classroom and make money in the same facet that people do on other avenues. So education was always the prime focus, But God-given talent is why he's successful in the NBA.
Carl Towns and Ngozi Emenyanu of the UNCF joining us here on the WBJO Journal. We're talking about the second annual New Jersey UNCF 2019 Walk for Education taking place on Saturday, September 21st at Brookdale Park. That's on Watchung Avenue in Bloomfield. Talk about the registration, if you would, Ngozi.
So we will arrive in the morning to set up, and registration will begin at 8 a.m. We have a young woman who is a personal trainer and fitness expert who will warm up the crowd for us, Yoshi Fit. And then runners will and walkers will begin at 9:05. This is really a fun event and happens rather quickly. I'd never participated in a walk run before until this one for our organization and CAT team. And you'd be surprised how quickly it goes by. And it's such a fun activity that we're looking to have opportunities to have kids' events. We have been lucky to receive giveaways from the Minnesota Timberwolves, backpacks and some other items to give to young people. We're looking to have other kids' activities that include face painting, and DJ Ran of WBLS will be on hand again to provide music and entertainment.
How did she do? Do you remember seeing how Ngozi did on the walk, Carl?
She did very well. She did very well. Listen, all the people behind it got to walk, hey? So we all made it. And listen, we're all here again, so we did very well.
I love it. What does your daughter say about Carl Anthony's success? What do you guys talk about when you talk about his success in the NBA?
You know, she really is just happy for him. She just never really brags about it. The one thing that we've all agreed about in our family is that we don't talk about his success. We just, when he's home, he's Carl Anthony Towns. And that's her brother. And when he comes home, he's treated the same way. We get on him the same way. You know, put your shoes away, blah, blah, blah. So she's happy for him. She's always been his biggest supporter. Come on, they're like brother and sister, like inseparable. And I think she's so happy for him that he, you know, was able to do something that, you know, people dream about. So when she sees him and talks about him, she talks about him with pride and joy because that's her brother. And you know what? Money has not changed the way she feels about her brother. That's her brother. That'll be her brother. And she will always be his number one supporter besides his parents. So I think in terms of how she treats him the same way. They argue. They scream at each other. They get on each other's nerves. But you know what? That's what brothers and sisters do.
The fact that he's been in the NBA for a while now, when he comes to Brooklyn and comes to the Garden, what kind of contingency of fans from the area come to see Carl Anthony play?
I wish his mother could answer that because all his fans are his relatives. They come out in waves. Let me tell you. And the thing about it is they come out because they're proud to know that he made it. He made it. You know, he stayed the course. He followed the path. And his path to success was, you know, rewarded with, you know, gold at the end of the road. So I think that it's more, to me, when I see it, I'm a, like a backseat guy, stay in the back. I just like the fact that he can bring together her family and they can have like a little reunion because, you know, they don't have family reunions. But for that moment, for them 3 hours that he's in New York, it's a family reunion because the joy to see her family together hugging, talking, reminiscing. I don't even think they watched the game. But the fact that my wife can see her mother, her cousins, everything, and everybody's in the same room. It may only be for 3 hours, but to them, it's like a whole, you know, it's a great day because, you know, when they leave that room, they might not see each other until the following season because everyone has lives outside of basketball. So to me, I think the best thing about Carl being in the NBA in terms of that is reuniting the family that hasn't seen each other.
And Ngozi, do we know how many scholarships will come from this event yet?
No, because we pull all the resources together to be able to give out scholarships annually. So whatever we income we generate from the walk run will certainly support students from New Jersey.
And but we want to stress again that you do not have to be a runner to be at this event. This is anybody you can walk and enjoy the morning and participate.
And I also want to stress, and you know, folks who aren't able to attend or participate, and that their donations are welcome, and they can go to www.uncf.org/NewJerseyWalk to make a donation on the portal.
I was joking with you before we started this interview. I do not see a Timberwolves piece of clothing on you right now. And Gosi, that has to change, doesn't it?
Well, I think both Carl and Jackie know that I am a supporter at heart. So whether I wear the gear or not, they know that I value, that I very much value what they have brought to, you know, the work that we do. But certainly know that next time I will have my gear on.
I will definitely... You're hearing it live on the radio. I will definitely make sure that Ngozi is going to be in Timberwolves gear the day of the walk. I will bring her a shirt. My wife is sitting here, so I'll leave it to her to make sure that Ngozi gets a hat or something that she can walk around next Saturday at the walk. You heard it live on WBGO.
I love it. And, Carl, as you look at your wife right now, it has to be such a moment of joy to know that this is coming together now to have a second annual walk, because scholarships have meant so much to this family.
I want to just say honestly, I love my wife dearly. My wife is my backbone. She gives me the ability to go out, go to places, raise money, be away from her, but she knows I'm out there doing what's best for these kids. So I don't want nobody to think that my wife doesn't play a part. She is the vice president of this organization. She does all the paperwork at home. She does all the computer work. I just get out there and meet the people, greet the people. But as you see, we support each other. She's sitting here in the studio with me today because that's what wives do, support their husbands. And I just want to tell everybody, I love my wife dearly because she knows how hard I work and I know how hard she works, and together we make it work.
Lovely thoughts. And Gosi, you get the final words here today.
I am absolutely gratified at the work that our two organizations are doing in support of education for students from New Jersey. We know that in today's economy, students are required now to at least as a baseline to have a college degree. But we also understand that as the economy changes, so also do the needs of our students. And that is why at UNCF, we are also working on creating opportunities in science, technology, engineering, and math, so that in the 21st century economy, that our students are properly prepared to take on the mantle of not just employment, but also the mantle of leadership in their respective fields. So thank you for the opportunity to share what we do and also to share about the walk run on September 21 next Saturday at Brookdale Park.
Ngozi Emenyanu and Carl Towns, Saturday, September 21st, the New Jersey UNCF 2019 Walk for Education. You can register online at uncf.org/NewJerseyWalk. Thanks again to both of you and to Jacqueline as well for coming in and having some fun here on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you.